Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be doing page Mem Tes, Simin Reish Ayin Aleph Si'if Yud Dalet. So today, Si'if Yud Dalet and Tes Vav. So let's get right to it. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Im lo ta'am ha-mekadesh, v'ta'am echem ne'am asubim k'malo l'gmav, yatzav pirush m'lo piv, that if the person who said the Kiddush doesn't taste from the wine, but one of the other people around the table tastes the m'lo l'gmav, so you yotzei, that's good enough, v'ein sh'tiyas sh'nayim etztarefes m'lo l'gmav. But the first day of the Mechaber quotes is that two people cannot combine to equal a Malol Lugmav. So you can't have a bunch of people taking teeny tiny sips and say that a Malol Lugmav of the coast has been tasted and therefore it's okay. It's not okay. When we call Makol Mitzvah and Amuv Chashiyut Amukulam, the ideal thing is that everyone should taste from the Kiddush wine around the table. V'yei Shomrim Dikivon Shabein Kulam Tamukum Malol Lugmav Yatsu. But then there's a second day in Shulchan Aruch that if collectively around the table, everyone all together tasted a Malol Lugmav, you're Yotze. Dishtiyas Kulam Mitzaref is Lugshir. The drinking of everybody around the table could be mitzaref to the shear of Mlo Lugma. Vagaonim Sovrim, and then a third shita, the Gaonim hold, Shim Lo Tama Makadesh Lo Yatsa. That the Makadesh himself doesn't taste it, he's not Yotze. Varawi Lachush Ledvayim, and therefore it's appropriate to be choshesh for the shita of the Gaonim. So three different shitos about who has to drink a Malo Lugmav. One shita is somebody, some individual. A second shita is collectively everybody all together. And third shita is Dafka the Mekadesh has to drink a Malo Lugmav. V'dafka b'kiddush. B'shardvar matun m'kos modem ha-Gaonim disagi b'timas acher. This insistence that it be the Mekadesh who drinks a Malo Lugmav is only by kiddush. When it comes to other things that require a kos, the Gaonim that anybody could drink the Malo Lugmav. So if I'm Masada Kiddushin at a wedding and I say the bracha ala kos, as long as somebody drinks the Malo Lugmav, even if, meaning the chasan, the kala, even if it's not the Masada Kiddushin, that's still going to be okay. Says the Mishabur Sivkat and Samach Tes, Echon me'am Masubin, Dekimin Shah Masubin Shah Mitchilas HaBracha V'u Kivin La'aleim Lo Tzion. The first opinion says that anybody could drink the Malo Lugmav, and the reason why anybody can is because the guy who's saying the Kiddush is trying to be Motzi, everyone around the table, and they're having kavana to be yotze, so mahani ti'imas on the kulam, so the ti'imah is going to work for them. Avalim shasa acher shaloki v'nalav bebracha. But if someone else walks in who you didn't have kavana for with the bracha, vosa acher berich mechadash, and he makes his own bracha on the wine, mash mashen yotzim b'ti'imas of dinu kil nishpach hakos l'kaman, then you would not be yotze, right? That would not work. It has to be someone who is yotze with your bracha. Then that person's Malo Lugmav could count as the drinking. Ve'ein Shtia, this is going on where the Mechaber said that Shtia of different people will not be Mitztarif. Because it has to be that somebody is having a proper Yishuv Hadas from the drinking. Somebody is drinking a proper amount. So if you just have a bunch of people drinking a teeny tiny bit, that's not going to be enough. Sivkat Anayin Alv, Shiyitam Ukulam, Hainu Ti'ima Ba'al. That if everybody just has a little bit, that's the mitzvah menamuvchar. That everybody should. That even though one person needs to have mlo lugmav, everyone should have at least a ti'ima. Ve'in tzarich mlo lugmav rak le'echad. Only one person needs to have mlo lugmav. V'kasam magen avram demishe yeshal yain ma'at. If you're very low on wine, mutav shi'utam echad kashir v'amesuban le'itam uklal. And therefore, something's got to give. Either everyone's going to have a teeny tiny bit, or one person will have a Malo Lugmav, but not, so, and you can choose one or the other, so definitely choose having one person doing a Malo Lugmav. That is definitely the better option. So that you'll have enough wine for the next day's Kiddush and for Avdallah on Motzai Shabbos. The Kivon Shabbain Kulam, Sivkat Anayin Beis, Hainu B'diavad, Aval Chadchilu, L'kuli Alma Tzarech Shiyutom HaMekadish Kashir. The idea of the second Shita, that as long as collectively they drink a Malo Lugmav, is for sure only a b'di'evad. No one would hold that that's the l'chadchila. L'chadchila, certainly the Mekadesh should drink kashir m'lo lugmav. And we said that the shita of the Gaonim is that the Mekadesh must be the one to drink a m'lo lugmav, and it's roi lachush l'devrayim. We should be choshish for their shita. Hainu lizor l'chadchila. That means l'chadchila, we should be careful. B'di'evad, eskimu arbe achronim, ta'afilu shtiyas kalam asum, misarfam m'lo lugmav, achshol yishal yidei shtiyas kulam, yosem k'dei achilas pras. But b'di'evad, we rely on the most lenient opinion, which is that collectively possibly they could drink them below lugmav. So l'chadchila we try to do like the most machmir opinion that the mekadesh should drink them below lugmav. B'diavad will rely on the most lenient opinion that as long as all together a below lugmav is drunk, as long as they all drink that below lugmav within the kadei achilas pras, then it's going to be yotzei. V'davka b'kiddush, this insistence that the mekadesh drink them below lugmav is only by kiddush who dvar torah v'asmucha akra l'kadesh al yayin, which is kiddush itself is a mitzvah midaraisa, and there's an asmachta from a pasuk to do kiddush al yayin, and therefore it has this higher level. Moving on to Sif Tesvav, rather, says the Shulchan Aruch, Kiddush, if a person said Kiddush, V'kodim Shatam Hivsik Medibor, and before he drank from the wine, he started a conversation. He just started schmoozing about the Mets of the Yankees. Chozer Mevarich Bar B'Yagafen. He should then say a new Bar B'Yagafen, but Venu Tzorach Lachzul Kaddish. He doesn't have to say Kiddush again. His Kiddush, the Brach of Kiddush, was said on a Kos of Yayin. So even though the Brach of Bar B'Yagafen didn't count, because now he was Mafsik, but the Kiddush Ala Yayin still counted. V'adinim Nishbach HaKos Kodim Shita Mimenu. This happens every now and then, people with young children. They're saying Kiddush Aliyayin. They finish the bracha, and one of the children said, "I want," and they grab daddy's hand, and the whole cup spills out of there before he's able to drink any of it. So he does not repeat Kiddush, but he does repeat the Bar B'Yagafen on the new kos of Yayin that he's going to have. Yavi kos acher, he's bringing another kos and mevarich of Bar B'Yagafen and say Bar B'Yagafen on that. Veinu tzarich lachzur l'kaddish, but you don't need to say the bracha of Kiddush again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, hifsik b'dibur v'im hifsik b'dvarim hashayachim lasuuda. If he's mafsik in things that relate to the Seuda, if he's mafsik with things that relate to the Seuda, v'kolshkein b'dvar mashayachim l'kiddush, and for sure if he's mafsik with things that relate to the kiddush, lo avi hafsik b'diavad v'ein tzorach lachzur l'varich, then b'diavad that is not a hafsik, and he's not going to have to say a new bracha. Now Rav Moshe has a tshuva. It's quoted in the Dir Shuv here in Aruch Chaim Chelik Dalet Simen Ayin that when it comes to the shomim, if that whether they're allowed to be mafsik b'dibor before the Makadesh drinks some below lugmav, he says they shouldn't do that either. Meaning sometimes you have that. Someone's saying Kiddush for the table, and as soon as he finishes the Kiddush, before he drinks, people already start schmoozing. So Rav Moshe says that's not proper. They shouldn't talk until the Makadesh himself drinks the below lugmav from the coast. Ve'enu tzarech lachzor l'kaddish. You don't have to say the Kiddush all over again, even if the wine spilled. The hefsik in a megarei el birchas bar b'yagafen. The hefsik that was generated only ruins the Bar B'Yagafen, Meisha Sach Mein Bracha Letima, because he spoke between the bracha and the tasting. Avla Kiddush Kvar Yatza, but he was already Yotze Kiddush Shaya Ala Kos Kadin, because that was done properly Ala Kos V'yishtena Ata Achar HaBracha, and now he'll drink after this new bracha. Umevarich Alav, they bring a new kos, and he says a bracha, Da'alos HaKos Lo Yadaita Medchila, because the reason he has to say a new bracha on the kos that they pour now, after the kid had already spilled out the wine that he originally said Kiddush on, is because he never had das for this kos at the time that he said the Kiddush. So that's why he needs a new Bar B'Yagafen on this kos, because when he said the first Bar B'Yagafen, he had das on the kos that has now spilled. But let's say a person was saying Kiddush and he knew that he enjoys drinking wine during his Suda Shabbos, during his Suda Yom Tov, and Simcha L'Biyayin. So he plans on it. There's a bottle of wine that they opened, and he doesn't plan on putting it away. Right? It's a non-mavushal wine, and the housekeeper's coming tomorrow. He plans on polishing off this bottle tonight. So he plans on drinking more anyway. So when he said the Bar B'Yagafen on the Kiddush, his das was on all the wine that's in that bottle. Then he doesn't need to say a new Bar B'Yagafen, because whatever wine he's pouring right now, the first Bar B'Yagafen had covered. Eli Yishta take of Kos Acher B'la Bracha. Just quickly pour another Kos from that bottle and drink. As long as he doesn't generate a Hefsik after the Bar B'Yagafen, he doesn't start schmoozing. He does not have to repeat Kiddush in these cases, because since he said Kiddush Aliyayin properly and he tasted the proper amount of the wine, even though he didn't taste wine from the very coast that he said Kiddush on, he's Yotze the Kiddush. But that's only if he didn't have a Hesach Hadas in between. acher, tzarech lachsul l'kadesh. This is quite a chiddush, that if he said the kiddush, and then the wine spilled out, and then he had a huge hasachadas, he went somewhere else or something, a big hasachadas, before he poured another cup of wine, so then not only does he need to repeat the bar berakah, he needs to repeat the kiddush as well. Kaswa poskim, and then the poskim point out as follows. Im kiddush halakos v'savr shu yayin. Let's say a person says kiddush halakos, because he was under the impression that the kos was full of yayin. V'nimtzu shu chometz omayim. It turns out it was vinegar or water. Yikach kos acher shel yayin v'yivarech bar berakah v'yikadeshenis. Then when he pours a cup of wine, he should repeat the whole kiddush again, because the first kiddush was not halakos. The kiven shelo haya yayin, since it wasn't wine. Nimtzu shel kiddush halakos klal. So he didn't really say kiddush halakos. Umikal makom im haya daitu mitchilu mishas bracha lishtos yayin yoser. Einu tzarech levarech shenis bar berakah v'nukudel el rak lekadesh. But if there was a bottle of wine on the table, even though in his cup he only had water, but there was a bottle of wine on the table and he was planning on drinking that wine that was on the table when he said the Kiddush and the Bar Priya Gafen, so then he does not need to say a new Bar Priya Gafen, he only needs to say a new Kiddush again. But that's only provided that what was in the kos was water or something that doesn't have any chashivus as a mashke. But if the kos was filled with scotch or beer or something like that, he doesn't need to go grab another kos. He could just make a shakol niyabidvaro and drink what's in that kos. The fact that he has to say another kiddush, that's only if there wasn't wine ready to drink somewhere on the table in front of him. But if there was wine right there in his vicinity at the time that he said the original kiddush, even though in his kos there was no yayin, in his kos there was only water, and he was planning on drinking from the wine afterwards, then not only does he not need another bar berakah gafen, he doesn't need another kiddush either. It's as if he was mekadesh on the kos shel yayin, even though the yayin was in a bottle, but it was on the table in front of him, so it's as if he said kiddush on that yayin. And he could just drink a melo lugma from that. And some say even further, that even if there was no wine in front of him, but there was chal in front of him, maybe he does not have to say a new kiddush. He could just right away make the motzi on the pass, and the kiddush will go on that pass. However, but if they do like most of us do nowadays, where we follow the minhag of the Mechaber and not the minhag of the Rama, where we don't wash before Kiddush, we say Kiddush before we wash, then ain shayich lomer dechal Kiddush al pas. You can't say that his Kiddush was really said on the pas, because had the Kiddush been going on the pas, he would have washed already, but he hadn't washed yet, so we can't rely on that the Kiddush is going on the pas. Sifkat anayin tes ula kadesh kosav magen avram im kiddush shachris al sheikha v'nishpach hakos. Let's say a person is saying Kiddush on Shabbos day, and he's saying Kiddush on beer and Chamar Medina, and after he says the Kiddush, the kos pours out, it spills. Ain sarich lahavi acher. You don't need to bring another kos. Ki yeshom shedai b'mashem varech hamotzi al pas. Because for that, you can rely on the pas. V'agon Rabbi Kiveger b'chidush of cholik al zeh. Rabbi Kiveger disagrees. And you'd understand why Rabbi Kiveger would disagree. We don't make Kiddush on pas on Shabbos day. We only make Kiddush on chamar, on wine or Chamar Medina on Shabbos day. Shabbos day, we're going to learn tomorrow or the next day, we're going to learn that we don't make Kiddush on pas on Shabbos day. Okay, so let's review what we learned today. So first we said that there are three opinions about drinking from the kos. Either that somebody, anybody, has to drink a melo lugmav, or second opinion was that as long as a combined melo lugmav is drunk within kedei achilas pras, there you'd say, or the third possibility that the mekadesh himself has to drink a melo lugmav for kiddush, which is daraisa, and that's the shitas hagaonim, and we should ideally follow that shitas hagaonim. Then we learned that if after saying kiddush but before drinking, either you're mafsik with dibor that's unrelated to the kiddush, or unrelated to the suda, or the wine spilled out, out. So what you do is you pour another kos and you say a new Baruch Pri HaGafen, but not a new Kiddush, because your Kiddush was ala kos. And then we said that if the wine spilled, but you were planning to drink more, then you don't even need a new Baruch Pri HaGafen, because the Baruch Pri HaGafen is chal on all the wine that's at the table. But if you were Masiach Das, or you left before drinking, then you have to repeat not only the Baruch Pri HaGafen, you have to repeat the entire Kiddush as well. And then the last thing we said was that if you said Kiddush on what you thought was wine, but it turned out to be not even Chamar Medina, it turned out to be water or vinegar, then you need to repeat Kiddush. But if you were planning on drinking more wine and it was there on the table, you don't need to repeat the Baruch Pri HaGafen. If more wine was there on the table, you don't even need to repeat the Kiddush, because the Kiddush might have gone, can go on that wine. So Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the last two Si'ifim of Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. If there's Zion, Yud Zion, that will be tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful evening.
You too, thank you.